Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Good morning. Welcome to Be Not Afraid, Iowa Catholic Radio. Father PJ, good morning.
Good morning.
Let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As we continue this liturgical season of Ordinary Time, this week we have two very remarkable saints and apostles in South, St. Simon and St. Jude.
That's right. So Simon and Jude are among the apostles that are paired together. So you have Peter and Paul, James and John, Simon and Jude.
Okay.
Right? And when saints are paired together like this, it's either because they actually like lived and worked together, or because they've got something sort of together in common. In the case of Simon and Jude, it's both. They both spent their early years missioning together, but then also share in common being numbered among the 12 and therefore amongst those first martyred.
Sent two by two, according to the gospel. But I'd like to make a very interesting topic here. Do you know, Father, sometimes for the Latino community or Hispanic community, St. Jude represent, for certain ways, good guy, uh-huh. but for another ways, bad guy. Uh-huh. What I mean by that? The meaning of the people have been gave to St. Jude is a lot of superstitions uh-huh. and magic presence, uh-huh. like to be more prosper family, to find my money, to increase in our income, things like that. And unfortunately, was correlated with this very devastated phenomenon about the narco devotion, if right. may I say that, especially in Central America, not too much in South America, but that's the current scenario, yep. the violence has been associated with St. Jude as well.
Yeah, so Jude has, from the very beginning, been a kind of an ambivalent character in the church's history. The oldest prayers that we have to him all say something like, you know, O glorious Apostle St. Jude, your name shared with the traitor has caused you to be forgotten by many. So it's important, I think, for our listeners to understand the names of many of the characters in the Bible, not only in the New Testament, are not the way we receive them into English is not the way they were first spoken or would have been known by the people that they have. And so so the best example of this, right, is Jesus. So Jesus is the Greek form of the name that in like regular English would be Joshua. But 500 years ago, when the Bible was first translated into English, there was a decision made to keep Jesus as that which would be reserved for our Lord, and Joshua as for the other characters with the same name in the Old Testament. And the reason for that was because it most closely resembled at the time the way the name would come in the liturgy, which was in Latin. There are other versions of the same, but with Jude, it's important to know that like Jude and Judas in life would have had exactly the same name. It would have been like PJ and PJ, or Fabian and Fabian, like they're right. the same guy.
Right.
And so, because of that, because of his association with Judas Iscariot, sometimes superstition has attached to him and made him a kind of anti-patron saint or patron saint of wicked stuff, and that simply has nothing directly to do with the apostle whose festival the church keeps today.
Absolutely. But curiously, St. Jude is the patron of desperate situations. Mm. But it's completely different than magic and superstition circumstances. Forgotten causes, hospital workers, hospitals itself, impossible causes, lost causes. And also, he's the patron of the Diocese of St. Petersburg in Florida. And it's very interesting because if he had been using his intercession to benefit us, it's not in terms of material incoming or increasing, in other words. It's more than delegate to the divine will and acceptance through the divine will, our mission and compassion as well.
Right. So part of the reason Jude is associated historically with the impossible is because the tradition's universal on this score. He goes to and is in all likelihood martyred in what's now Armenia. And that winds up playing into his more modern story as well. But the reason that's important is because Armenia has always been kind of the redheaded stepchild of Eastern Europe. And so they were the first properly Christian nation, Jude having baptized the king of Armenia himself. But the problem is that the areas around Armenia have consistently tried to take it over. And this ultimately leads to Jude's relics, which were regarded by both Christians and Muslims for their healing power, to be brought to Rome for safekeeping, and ultimately for a portion of them to be dedicated to a community in Chicago, Illinois.
It's very interesting what you said, because Saint Simon is the patron of couriers, sawmen, sawyers, and tanners, and it's exactly the same how was martyrdom.
That's right. So it's associated with the character of their martyrdom, you know, in much the same way that St. Paul gets associated with, like, swordsmiths or whatever, right? But the move here, right, is that the apostles, all the saints, really, but the apostles and martyrs especially, they not only teach us by the example of their lives, but by the manner of their deaths. And that's the reason in Christian iconography, the martyrs are shown with the images of their passion, the instruments of their torture, as it were. You know, so St. Lucy will be holding her eyes on a plate, even though the statue still has eyes.
Right.
Why? Well, it's not because in heaven she doesn't have eyes or something, okay, but because this is the sign, these are pledges of glory. Just as the Lord continues to bear the wounds of his crucifixion, so the martyrs continue to bear the wounds of their martyrdom, but they're now transfigured into something beautiful.
And at the same time, it's important to clarify to our audience that the saints did not perform miracles by themselves. It's by their intercession applied to the divine will, our Lord provides.
Yeah, saints are always instruments, right? Just like you and I wind up instruments, but we're never sort of full actors in our own right. There's always a writer and director in charge.
Absolutely. And sometimes, especially in our community, these strongest devotions to the saints try to minimize or to replace the direct action from the Son of the Living God through us, and obviously in a very providential manner.
That's exactly right. I simply say, friends, that if you've not visited the Dominican Shrine of St. Jude in Chicago, which is at the corner of 19th and Ashland, in St. Pius V, San Pio V Parish, it is well worth the visit. St. Jude's arm is there. The largest relic of an apostle outside Rome is in a little Mexican neighborhood in Chicago. And you can visit a saint and get the best tacos in the city.
Called La Villita.
La Villita
in Chicago. Wow. But it's very remarkable how this saint also can work in as intercessor, but not as a center of our appetites in terms of material things as well.
That's right. Well, remember, friends, that we are on Iowa Catholic Radio. Be not afraid.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Blessman International. According to a global food security report, more than 820 million people in the world are hungry today. None of us can help them all, but how about one? One child. Blessman International provides 60,000 children in South Africa with a daily hot meal, place of safety, educational experience, and spiritual development. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscaping. Clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid, Iowa Catholic Radio. As we are in the month of October, the month of the Holy Rosary, it's important to assume our commitment to pray the Rosary every day for the month of October, obviously. But especially in the family, it's the time to reunite the family around the Holy Rosary.
You know, October is a natural time, at least in this part of the world, to kind of restart new habits. September's hard because everything's new. Kids are going back to school. Schedules are getting resettled and whatever. But by the 1st of October, we're more or less in the situation we're going to be till the 1st of May. And so with the exception of the holiday break, people get into the patterns that they're going to keep for the coming year. And so I think this is one of the best times to just say to ourselves, we're going to say the rosary together as a family. Maybe that happens in the car on the way to work. Maybe it happens, you know, at the dinner table after dinner or in the living room before we watch TV or whatever the thing is. Maybe it happens right before bed. But whenever it happens, it happens. And parents, please hear this. Please, please hear this, especially dads. Nothing will have more impact on your child's practice of the faith than whether or not they see you praying and not just making them pray, but see you praying on your own. That changes the whole ball game, especially when it comes to fathers.
Believe it or not, Father, sometimes it's a very frequent question about the pray the Holy Rosary for the people. Do I have to use the rosary physically? It's accepted by God if I pray online the rosary? What about if I did not find an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray in front of the icon itself? So question like that, I mean, it's and with all respect to our community and our devotion as well. But first of all, look in your heart. If you open your heart to talk to the mother, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, I'm convinced that she's listened.
My grandfather had a withered arm. He had one arm that didn't work right. It had been injured when he was young. And he would use that to pray his rosary. He would use the fingers of his bad arm because he could still wiggle them. So he'd work with his right hand and then pray with his left. And I think he prayed the rosary all day every day. He was a plumber. He was under people's sinks. He spent all day praying the rosary. Sometimes there were other words too, but mostly it was the rosary. And it was the way that he kept himself, you know, kind of grounded and focused. Of course, whether you've got the beads or not, whether you've got an image or not, these are useful. Like if you're going to have a dedicated space, like it would be real dumb to create a shrine to Our Lady of the Rosary with no pictures and no rosaries.
Obviously.
But I most frequently pray the rosary when I'm walking the dog. So when I walk the dog three times a day and I try and say three rosaries a day and sometimes I have my rosary with me, but otherwise, the dog's leash has 10 knots in it. And that's how I keep track of where I'm at on the rosary.
This is a very good example and inspiration for many of the people that enjoy walking with the pets as well. But also the rosary keep us in touch with our Lord Jesus Christ himself. We're talking about the life of Jesus.
So I often refer to the rosary as our umbilical cord to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Just as nutrients and oxygen pass through the umbilical cord, from the mother through the umbilical cord to the child, so the graces pass through the Blessed Virgin, from the Blessed Virgin through the rosary to us. She is the most perfect vessel or instrument of God's grace, and showing us that we can be too if we're as open to it as she was.
When we still working more than a routine to pray the Holy Rosary, we create a very holy habit that help us to moving forward to be close to Jesus as well, especially in this time that a lot of distraction about the social media, about these multiple apps and multiple digital and virtual connections, the Holy Rosary is a good instrument to land in with the presence of God as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Rosary is significant for all kinds of reasons, but I think today it's most attractive or most important because it's so low tech. It like this is the manner of praying of illiterate peasants. Good. I need to get in touch with my inner illiterate peasant because I've got so much data, so much text, so much information passing through my head all the time. If anything I can do to cut it down and just focus, better off I am. So you want to say, okay, Father, here's three prayers. You're only allowed to say three prayers for the next 20 minutes. Thanks be to God. And maybe by the end of the 20 minutes, I'll say one of them well and rightly.
Absolutely. And also keep us more humble to pray and less demanding and more open to listening God's voice and accepting God's will as well.
Yeah, it disposes us to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives, whether we're especially conscious of it at the time or not.
Iowa Catholic Radio, be not afraid.
Ladies, please join us for our women's conference, Spiritual Protection for Such a Time as This, hosted by Iowa Catholic Radio on Saturday, October 30th at the Embassy Suites downtown. The conference begins with Mass, followed by powerful national and local speakers who will give you the tools to spiritually protect yourself and your families. For more information and to register, go to iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
The annual open house for Dowling Catholic High School prospective students is Sunday morning, November 7th, starting at 11. Student ambassadors will give a tour of the school, meet the teachers, moderators, coaches, and learn about tuition assistance. Learn more at dowlingcatholic.org.
This is Young Catholic Minute. What does it matter what I look at on the internet? I'm not hurting anyone. Yes, you are. Remember that part of that one book where that guy Jesus said, "Everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Does that sound innocent to you? John Paul II said that the opposite of love isn't hate, it's use. Use goes beyond hate because it treats the other person as less than human. What if she were your sister? Would you want anyone looking at her lustfully? The fact is, because God is your father and her father, she is your sister and deserves to be loved with dignity, not used to indulge lust. And you're not just hurting her. You're hurting yourself by weakening yourself and your ability to love. If you've fallen into the habit of treating women as objects, how are you suddenly going to turn around and treat your wife as a person? Ooh, sounds like it might hurt your wife too. Maybe that Jesus was onto something. For more, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
Get your tickets now for Iowans for Life's Pro-Life Christmas Gala. You'll experience a fabulous meal and Christmas entertainment along with a pro-life talk by Monsignor Frank Chido. Saturday, November 20th, Ron Pearson Event Center in West Des Moines. Details at iowansforlife.org.
Welcome back to Be Not Afraid, Iowa Catholic Radio. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, help us to connect about this monthly of the Holy Rosary. When we pray the Holy Rosary, we are completely exposed to God's mercy and compassion. But also Mark reminds us an interesting obediently commands to follow up.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, then he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, when we listen to this gospel, the first sense, so what I am doing in my relationship with God. If he invited me to love everybody.
I'm reminded every time I read this now, you know, I was privileged to serve for a time the Anglican Ordinariate community in Omaha, that community of Anglicans that had converted to the Catholic Church. And they have, as part of their liturgical tradition, the penitential rite of the Mass gets introduced differently than ours does. Okay. So instead of brothers and sisters together, now let us acknowledge our sins, right? What the deacon or the priest will say is, hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And the reason I love that is it's a kind of archaic use of English here, but I like the use of the word hang at the end there. Everything else depends on this. All the rest of the law, we can have all the arguments we want about sexual morality, about interest and credit and loans and banks, about envy and jealousy and rancor and all of it, how governments ought to operate, whatever. But if you don't have these two things, none of it matters. Like, none of it matters. And if you do have these two things, then you can solve any problem in the world.
Very interesting. Wow. The Lord our God is Lord alone. And sometimes we change the order of the priorities in our relationship to others as well. First me, second me, and third me. It's a deeply egocentric. It's not funny that this current world has been navigated only in that self-centeredness?
Yeah, it's funny, right? The first successful social media website was not called YouSpace. It was called MySpace. The problem is, right, it creates a kind of unnecessary narcissism. We're narcissistic by nature, and a certain amount of self-preservation is essential for appropriate love, right? But what we do is we exaggerate this beyond all measure. The ancient Jews understood the human tendency to self-reliance, and so this prayer, and this is what Jesus is reciting here, is the Shema. This is a prayer which pious Jews would recite several times a day. They still do. And the practice of the wearing of the kippah, but of having a head covering, you kept something on top of your head to remind yourself that there was something above you. Right. There was never any kind of a question. And for those of us that wear religious medals or objects, this isn't simply supposed to be assigned to other people. This is first and foremost assigned to me, that I belong to somebody else. It's intended to occupy the same sort of space. Too often, they can become practically amulets or talismans, just sort of Christian magic. But in truth, what they're meant to do is to become instruments of constant attentiveness to God.
And it's very interesting how you comment that, because sometimes we understand low self-esteem, we try to increase our self-esteem exteriorly, not interiorly. And God tried to increase our interiorly relationship with him through that humility versus that increase our externally satisfactions or appetites.
I'm not a licensed mental health care worker, so I'm definitely not trying to step out of my lane. But authentic self-esteem from the Christian moral tradition, which is something I'm qualified to speak about, right, rests primarily in our identity in God. From there, all the rest can come. But like, we shouldn't feel better about ourselves because of how we look, and we shouldn't feel better about ourselves because of how many degrees we have, and we shouldn't feel better about ourselves because of how much money we make. We should feel good about ourselves because God died for us, and if the creator of the universe is willing to do that for you, you must be pretty great. But not because you're pretty great all on your own, just because you say so.
Deeply, right? It's an egocentric tendency for the human being about it. But at the same time, it's a deeply experience for this gospel to help us and remind us the necessity to be more open to God's will, more generous, more charitable testimony of life versus egocentric.
Which is why the two commandments are paired with each other.
Absolutely.
Right? Right? The commandment to love God and to love neighbor are bound up in a way. St. James says this better himself later, right? Like, you can't say you love God and fail to love your neighbor. And if you try and love your neighbor and refuse to acknowledge God, you're just lying to yourself.
Approaching our ending program, Father, could you please send us to your blessing?
May Almighty God bless and keep you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Iowa Catholic Radio, be not afraid.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you.
Be not afraid is underwritten by Associated Ophthalmologists.